Kumlen and Ablat Gemara, Rav Nachman Vov and Ben Aleph, we're up to the two dots, about 20 lines from the top of the page. Ad Heichen Birchas Hazimun. Until where is the Birchas Hazimun? Last thing we learned was about who should lead the benching, and that a guest leads the benching, he benches the balabas. Now it says, until where do we consider Birchas Hazimun? Rab Nachman says until Nevarich. No, you say Nevarich Chalim Shaloi. And then Rab Sheshe says Ad Hazan, until Hazan. Now, big machlekes to show you exactly what's going on here. Rashi learns a pelvic thing. That if you bench Mezumin, then obviously you bench a tie benching. What happened not benching Mezumin? So where do you start? Now Nachman says, well, Mezumin is only Nevarich, so when you start on your own, you start from Baruch HaTor, like we do, Hazonos HaOlam. But Rav Sheshe says, you do not say Hazonos HaOlam unless you're doing Mezumin. If you're doing Mezumin, you start from Neid Lecha. And we do two brachas. That's what Rashi learns Pshat. And that's how he learns the whole Gemara. And Taisin and all the training find that very difficult because the machlekes benching we discussed this once. The three brachas of benching, is that Mahatoida or is that Midrabana? We know benching is Mahatoida, but all three brachas Mahatoida. Taisin of Tezayin told us that it's Mahatoida. And he asked over there, how come a worker, we can bridge the benching when Mahatoida, you have to bench all three. And Taisa says that yes, koyi berechom lack a divrei teider. So Taisa clears my teider. So whether you mazumin or not mazumin, you always have to make three brachas. But Rashi learns that no, ma'atod you have to bench. But what exactly you have to bench is amid rabban. So if you're not mazumin, you only bench two brachas according to Rav Sheshes. So according to Taisa,
Nachman when he says ad nevorach, that means when we say rabbi
shem. That means that if you're down on your own, you skip out the part of nevorach and you start in baruch ator. What we do today, the Nachman is what we do today. The way Rashi learns, Rav Sheshes. Is you don't say Hazan. The other way, Taisa learns no. Talking about that when somebody is outside, if one person has to wait for two people. If they want to bench, he has to stop eating. Till where does he have to stop eating? Till where they're up to? One opinion is when they get to the finish Nevarich, you can then resume eating. And the other opinion is no. When they finish Hazan, that's when you can resume eating. Okay, like Rav Sheshes. The halacha is Rav Sheshes, which is what we do today. You have to wait till the end of Hazan before you resume eating. Okay, and then there's a third pshat in the Rishonim, and that is other Rishonim learn Ritva and others that no, talking about till where's the zimun part. If I walk away from the, I'm in the beginning of the zimun, then I got to run away. Was I yaitzah the zimun? We said before that in your benching is in your zimun. Was I yaitzah zimun? According to one opinion, as soon as you finish answering Baruch Shacham Shavuchino, you can leave. According to the other opinion, no, you have to be at least until the end of Hazan before you can say you yaitzah the mitzvah of zimun. I told you last time, Machlek is a shame of being a Mezumin is Mahatoyda Midrabon, but it's a mitzvah to be Mezumin. So let's go through this. Name of Ketanoi, Lucheris, and Machlek is a name. Time we had one price, we learned Birchas, Amazon, Shnaim, that two brachas, Shloisha, sometimes three. And the Tani, other places, that Birchas, Amazon, sometimes Shloisha, Abba. What's going on here? So, Varua, we thought, Kuli Alma, everyone holds Hatoyva, Hametiv, Lavdar Isa. The fourth bracha, benching, was added on later. My lap, so it's a machlekes, and you can't tell me four means Hatoyva, Hametiv, Bahal Kamifki. Mandam, Stein, Bishalk, Savar, Ad Hazan. He holds that, you miss out the whole first bracha, so therefore, if you're doing with a Mezumin, that three brachas in benching, and if you're doing without a Mezumin, only two brachas in benching, because you skip out Hazan. And the one who says 3 and 4, because he holds Ad Nevorech. He holds that Nevorech is also a bracha on its own, and therefore, if you're alone, you do 3 brachas of benching, from Hazan Sa'ilim, and if you're Mezumim, you do 4, including the Nevorech. So that's how Rashi learns. The way the other Rishayim learn, all the other Rishayim learn, most other Rishayim learn in the Pshat here is, but, by benching in those days, the one guy benched, and he benched on behalf of everyone else. What happened? One guy knows Hazan, one guy knows Noid Lucha, and one guy knows, Rachim. So you could do, each one does one paragraph. But can you split a paragraph? And that's the machlek is there. If you can split, the one who says 4, or the one who says 3, 4, is you can split. I only know half of Hazan, you know the other half. So we'll share. I'll say until Tuvi HaGadol, and you'll continue from there. That's the machlek is. Rav Nachman mitaras tamei, but Rav Sheshes will answer in his way. Rav Sheshes will answer his way. Rav Nachman mitaras tamei. The everyone holds ad nevorich. Remember, Rav Nachman holds that nevorich is the zimun. Ad nevorich. Everyone agrees that the zimun is only the beginning, the preamble. Manda Amar Shalosh Abba Shapir. So now we understand. The one who says 3 is what if you're on your own? 4 Mezumin. Umanda Amar Shtayim Vishalosh. Amalacha Hocha Bebriches Poilim Askinin. Remember, by workers, when they work, they bridge together the Allah Koil and the Rachim, they put together the Rachim, make one brach out of it. So therefore, if they're not with the Mezumin, they do 2. But if they're with the Mezumin, they do 3. Now, interesting, it sounds like you can make a Mezumin. When you learned before that you shouldn't be making a Mezumin. If you're a worker, unless the Baal Boss sits with you, you don't make a Mezumin. So I'm not sure exactly. No, we learn, Paser, Bahazon, you make one brach out of it. And Abshesh, how is he going to have fanfare? Kuliam, everyone agrees, Ad Hazon. Everyone agrees, you say until Hazon. Until Hazon. The one who says 2 or 3, that's all good. Where do you get the 2 or 3 is good? Why 2 or 3 is good? Because he says Abayit Ashlan without a mezumin and with a mezumin. Remember, he holds that the mezumin you say till the end of Hazan. Without a mezumin, you start from Neilcha. With a mezumin, you have 3 brachas. So where's the 3 and 4? Hatoyv Meit with the Raisi, the same thing. But do we count Hatoyv Meit? Because this opinion holds that Hatoyv Meit is Grama Hatoyla. I'm going to be able to bring the more we now number, but I is that they made the Rabban. And that is, Teda bring an ayah, that Teva made the love that I said, that Matoida. Number one is, Shari Poilim Oikri Moise, if it's Matoida, what do you mean workers don't say it? So everyone asked on Teisa, but Teisa said before that the Chachamim have a Koyak to Oikim and Matoida. But the question is, I'm not sure why they were in the Tzorachin. If it's Mahatoida, so was Noidlucha and Rachim. What we did was we bridged them together. So if there's a problem, then we should have bridged that together as well and bring Hatoiva Hametiv and take a few words from it and put it in there as well. If Hatoiva Hametiv is Mahatoida, then they should have made a Zecher and put it together. So that's the Raya. Hatoiva Hametiv is only Medrabonim. Towards the bottom. So. We're having a machlekes here about a mezumin between Rav Sheshet and Rav Nachman. Rav Nachman says that a mezumin is only the preamble, the border shachalim shloy, and Rav Sheshet says until the end of Hazan. And then we had 3 ways in Rishonim and learning Pshat and Gemara. Rashi learns, we'll just learn now, but Rashi is that if you're benching on your own, according to Rav Nachman, you don't do the zimun, which means you start from Hazan and Soilim. But according to Rav Sheshet, you can't even do the Hazan and Soilim, because Hazan and Soilim is part of the zimun. Where do you start if you're benching your own from Neidlucha? And the reason why Rashi holds that is because he holds benching to the Rabbanon. To bench is Mahatoida, but the Nusach, the text, the 3 brachas, all that, is the Rabbanon. So therefore, you don't do it on your own. So then we had a couple of braises where it says in one place sometimes it's 2 brachas, sometimes 3, depends on mezuminat, sometimes another braise is 3 and 4. So we explained that the 3 and 4, goes according to the one who said that Teva HaMeitiv is Mahatayla. And the Gemara now is trying to prove, or is approving, that Teva HaMeitiv is actually only Medarabon. Proof number one is that workers can cut it out. And I explained to you that even according to Teva HaMeitiv, Medarabon have the care to uproot it, but not. There should be a couple of words inserted in the first in the bridge version of benching for Hateva Meitiv. So anyway, Shari, and then back to Gemara. Omer 5 lines at the bottom. I'll bring you another ride that Hateva Meitiv on the Rabbanon. Omer Rabbi Yitzchak bar Shmuel bar Marta Mashmei d'Rav. Teda, I'll prove it to you that Hateva Meitiv is love the rice is not Mahatoyde. Shari Poseach bo beboruch vein choisen bo beboruch. And we know we have a concept called Brocha Smucha L'Chavata, that if you're following another Brocha, then you don't begin with Baruch. And the Gemara will say that in a minute. But when it comes to benching, if Hateva Meitiv is from the Teda, then you shouldn't have began with Baruch Hatta, because it follows Neder Shalayim. So the fact that you start Baruch Hatta is a Raya, it's a brand new Brocha. It was added on later. In fact, when the Chachamim made the Brocha Hateva Meitiv, they didn't put it into benching. They only added later. Why they added it Dafka to benching, we'll talk about when we get there. Next few pages. Because the Tanya, we learned Kol habrachas kulan, all the brachas paisem, or every new bracha begins with its own baruch, v'choisem behem baruch, and ends with the baruch. Chutz mibirchas ha-pedes, the bracha pedes do not end the baruch, because there's only one idea, and it's very short, to birchas ha-mitzes, birchas ha-mitzes. U'bracha smucha l'chavata, if you have one bracha next to another, you don't have your own baruch, because you get to the previous bracha. And ubracha achareinu shebekrishma, and the last bracha of krishma, Gal Yisrael, doesn't begin with a bracha. Yesh mehen, from these, those shepasei baruch, ein chayisim baruch. So what's that before we go further? So the raya is over here, that if hateva meitiv mahatoida, and it's part of benching, then it should not have began with baruch hato. Just like rachim doesn't begin with baruch hato, and noilucha doesn't begin with baruch hato, because it follows the previous bracha, then neither should hateva meitiv. So why does it begin baruch hato, shem kenim elachoylam? because it was a separate bracha in the first place. It's not part of benching. It's a ra'i, it's only with the rabban. Then the Tais and all the Shaymi go through which brachas we go, you know, Stava Baruch, Ena Baruch, how come it works that way. The Yesh Man, Shechaisim, Be Baruch, Vein Pere Baruch, Be End of the Baruch, Zanam, Be Gim of the Baruch. V'hatoiv, Hametiv, Paseh Baruch, Yechaisim Baruch, Meklal, the Baruchah, Bifne Atzmi, the Raya, the Seh Baruch altogether. And Rashi Tais explained that even after Krishma, Yatzav and Ocham doesn't begin with the Baruch, because it's a Baruch, Asmuch, Lachavot, I, Krishma is in between. Krishma is not a Hefzik, because that's Baruch's Krishma, pre and post. So therefore it doesn't begin with Baruch. And then you go through all the different brachas, why it goes. And then the problem they have is with brachas, why with the Moshe Yerotzim, we don't start with the Baruch, and they say, follow the Mavishena, it's like a continuation of the theme. And Hagoyim L'Chayam Tevish, we know that the bracha, the conclusion, has to have a similar theme as the opening. If you tell me, Hamavishena Meina, you know, you remove the sleep from my eyes, what's up, Dubach HaTosh, so we say, Hagoyim L'Chasodim, because that's Gemilz Chesed, the greatest Chesed is, you wake up in the morning, refreshed, reinvigorated. And so on. So they explain all the different brachas, how it works. Okay. So that's the proof number two, that Hateva Meitiv is only midrabbanan. The proof number one is the fact that that poilin workers can cut it out from their benching. And proof number two is that it begins with the Baruch HaTov, the Raya, the Seh Baruch, independent altogether. And then he want to continue. I'll bring another raya that Teva Meitiv love the rice. I'll bring another proof that Teva Meitiv is not my Teva. And that is, Shari Oikin Oisa Bebesa Oval. According to Rabbi Akiva, we remove it by a Besa Oval. We don't mention a Besa Oval. Again, same idea. The fact that we can cancel it to the raya is only the Rabbani, because my Teva, we can't cancel. Again. Taisa says we could in Daf Tezayin, but we said that with him because Yesh Kolik Chachamim La'Kadovim and Atayda, like Sigmar Yibama says. However, we should have said a couple of words to remember it. Okay, Kitanya, we learned Mahem Oimrim BeBeisa Avol Baruch Hatoy VaMeitiv. What do we say in the house of the Avol is Baruch Hatoy VaHameitiv? That's what they say in the house of the Avol. Rabbi Kiva says you also. Before we get to Avol, Rabbi Kiva says you say Baruch Dayin Emes. In the house of an oval, on your benching, you're supposed to say the words Baruch Dayan Emes, because somebody passed away.
Where does it come from, the minig that we have, that you don't eat anything from a base oval?
That you don't eat anything base oval?
Except for the Avelim meat, but I'm saying, never heard such a thing?
No. Five dafki eat. In fact, the more brachas you make as oval, the biggest chusar is. In fact, they have their. I'm sure call it a wake, but they have their whole suda every night. Every night, as many brachas as they can to make sure, you know, hadamas, eitzes, mezayin, every possible bracha that they can, they have there. Who said you're not supposed to eat in house of an oval?
I'll have to look it up if it's not
clear. If it is, it's just a meaning unique to whoever the meaning is.
Because I was looking at this, they're discussing benching, obviously.
We had even the Gemara Ksuvas that, you know, wine was created for only for an oval, should have wine by an oval's house. And, so on and so on. Anyway, let's see. Akiva says you make Baruch Dayan Emes when you're benching. Hatoiva Meitiv in Dayan Emes Loi. And the Tanakama holds, you don't say Dayan Emes. Your house of an oval, someone just passed away, you don't say Baruch Dayan Emes. El Te'em like this. The Tanakama holds, Af Hatoiva Meitiv. You say Sai Dayan Emes, Sai Baruch Hatoiva Meitiv. Hatoiva Meitiv because there's a Yerusha there. And others also got in Yerusha. Mashen Kein, Rabbi Akiva says you only focus on the Dayan Emes, what you're there for. So you'll soon see what the issue is. Mazutra, Mazutra, Ikl be Rav Ashi. Rav Zutra once came to the house of Rav Ashi. Issa be Milsa. Unfortunately, he lost a member of his family. He actually lost a child. Posach ubori chatoy v'hametiv keil emes dayin emes. He made the following bracha: chatoy v'hametiv keil emes. Dayan Emes, Shefet, B'tzedek, Lokeach, B'mishpat, V'shalui, B'lomis. The whole bracha he made for Nebuchadnezzar to justify, unfortunately, what happened. Lasses by Kitzon, the Abish does whatever he wants. He controls the world. Kichod Racha Mishpat, whatever he does is just. Shehakol Shaloi, the world is his. V'nachnu Amoi, V'avodav, we are his nation and his servants. V'chol Anachnu Chayavim, L'hoidus Loi, L'vorcha. And in every respect, even when bad things happen, we're obligated to praise him and to bench him. Goyde pitches be Yisrael, the one who closes all the breaches by the Eden. Who yigda is a pitch asoyz be Yisrael l'chaim. He should close this breach once and for all, that everyone should live, and chasam shouldn't be any more premature deaths. That's the bracha you make, and so you join from a zimun. Okay, then what it says leheichan uchayzer. Where do you go back to? You put down a bench. Where do you go back to? So again, yeah. There's a machlekes, are we talking here about in the Birchas Avelim, which is some Rishonim, but the Rashi learns, we finish with Avelim, and we go back to the subject of Zimun. That according to Rav Sheshes, we said Birchas HaZimun is still Hazon. And you have to wait eating until they finish Hazon. And now, what happens if two people, you know, want a bench, and one guy doesn't want a bench? The one guy has to wait for the two people, he waits till the end of Hazon before he can start eating, right? Because Zimun is Hazon. Or even like Tesis, until after Hazan. When you later finish eating and you want to go ahead and bench, where do you start benching from? Do you start benching from Hazan Zoylem or do you start benching from Neidlecha? Because you already Yaitse Zimun. Because if Zimun is till the end of Hazan, you're Yaitse Yimazum and maybe only from Neidlecha. Again, Rashi Lishitosei, who learns that Hazan is part of the Zimun, and if you're benching on your own, you start Chatcha from Neidlecha. So the question is, since you're already Yaitse Yimazum, now it's like you're benching on your own. Because you're eating now, you continue to eat on your own. Whatever you do now is on your own. So therefore, maybe you start from Neidlecha, or not. Teisul Shitase has a problem with that, because Teisul Ma'at Toida, you have to make all three brachas. So what's a shayla even? Of course, when you resume, you ate, you go back to benching, you have to start from Hazan. What's even the shayla here? And this is another pshat nigmar here. Says, we're going to write it. Teisa therefore learns the question is, the guy who is leading the benching, does he go back and repeat Boro Shechal Mishaloi, or does he just go moves on? Does he go, you know, because he says Boro Shechal Mishaloi Duchinu, and Boro Shechal Mishaloi, they say Boro Shechal Duchinu, and he has to repeat Boro Shechal Duchinu, or not? Or he goes straight to benching? Or he goes back to the Vorech? Says the Gemara, Lehechen Chayz, would you go back to the Zid, Mashmeh Abayam Chayz Lerosh? You go back to the beginning, to Hazan. Why? Because since you started, you were chayiv and zimun, and even though they already benched, since you chayiv zimun, you have to take this rashulat. You have to start mazon, because even though you're benching later on your own, you're part of the mazumun. It's 20 minutes later, but you were part of the mazumun, even though they finished eating, they left. You were part of the mazumun, so you start mazon. But Rabbanan, I'm the makkish apostle. Rabbanan said, no, you start naidulacha, because now you're on your own. You already yaitse your zimun when they said hazon, and now you're on your own. So where do you when you're rashi hold, when you're on your own, you only start naidulacha. What's that rashulat? The Hichos of the Mokkan Shapasek, and where Rashi learned, that's the halacha. You start from the halacha. But obviously, Tayson and everyone else knows that no. So they say you go back to, so you just say Baruch Shacham Shav Zechinu, and you go on. What do you do today? Omle Rej Gulusa Rav Sheshes. Rej Gulusa said to Rav Sheshes, Afa Gav the Rabban Kshishi Atoin, even though you're great rabbis and distinguished rabbis and older than me, Parsoi, Bitzorchi, Suda, Biki, Menaichu. I want you to know, we already had the murder before in the beginning of the first Paydik, that the Parsoim had certain derecher, certain etiquette by eating that we can learn from them. Moshel. Bizman, Shehen, Shtein, Mit. In those days, remember, they used to all recline on the left side. All recline on the left side. Yeah, so when there were two beds, interesting. The way it actually is, they all used to recline on the left side. When we're told by Pesach, you're not allowed to recline on the left side because sorry, you're only the left side, right? Who's my mind here? Pesach, we recline on the left, so you shouldn't fall to the right side. Okay. So you recline on the left side. Now, when you're reclining on the left side, if you want to talk to somebody, it's not so easy. So if you're reclining on the left side, your head is up here, the next person is on the bottom, so you can talk down to that person, not a problem. And you can hear the person talk to you. If the guy is above you, you can't see him at all, unless you sit up. Nobody sits up. They sit, like a train, you know. So what's etiquette? Where should the big Talmud Chacham, or the one who's the smartest person, where should he be sitting, and where should the next person be sitting? So the Persians had the following custom. This is what the Persians did. Where are we? Just lost the place. 1 second. So the oldest one, the most eminent guest, he's on top. The Sheni Loi Lemay Lehemenu, and the next one goes above him. Notice, so he is the center, and that guy is above. With his man Shehem Shalosh, God will Meisa Bemtzer. He's in the middle. Sheni Loi Lemay Lehemenu, the second there is above him, and Shlish Loi, and then the third one, in the strata is Lematim and below that. Malay, so they said to him, that's the order. If the guy, let's say, in the center wants to talk, if he wants to talk to the God, will want to talk to the next person, you're going to force the God, Dafka, the God, to sit up there and talk to them. Malay, he said, Shiny Parsoi. Parsoi are different. They don't have to talk. Remember Chagiga there, that you Kami Malkun or Machin or Chagiga. They used to use sign language. And therefore, they didn't have to talk in sign language. They make the hands over there, and the other guy can see. And they can see. Okay. So he's, that's number one. We'll soon see whether we agree in halacha. Number two. Mayim Rishayim Erechim Eschil needs to wash the hand before eating. Who should be the first person to wash the hands? Omalim and Agodul. That the oldest, that the most distinguished one, the Choshev person, the most eminent person, there should be the first one to wash his hands. Give him covered. So he said to him, he that's covered. Yeshev Godul, the Yishmer Yodav Achenoit Lukun is covered. He has to sit at the table and wait till everybody else decides that they're ready to wash their hands and come to the table. Omalim, no. You know, it's part of the service is that whoever the eminent person is who washes the hands first, the rabbi brings a table with his food and he eats for everything. He waits. He doesn't wait for anybody. That's number two. Number three, my machreini, when they towards the end of the meal, they should wash their hands from all the dirt that they had. Where did they begin from? Omele said, min hakotn, the first person to wash their hands, my machreini, should be the least eminent person. So the Gemara knew, is that fair? The Godel Yosef, so the most eminent person sit there with dirty hands and just wait until you decide to wash your hands. The Yosef is the Yodav Mizahamas, and his hands should be full of grime and grease. Achenek and Kudel, everybody else washes their hands. Again, pasnished. But they didn't wash my chrem also halacha. They did because they clean their hands from the eating. No. The way it was is that the eminent person was served first. But his food was taken away last because they let him continue eating. And everybody realized when they used to look and see that he's almost finished eating, they would rush in first and wash their hands so that he didn't have to wait for the dirty plate in front of him either. So when, as soon as he finished eating, they brought it, you know, took his plate away, moved his plate to the table and brought him this hand to wash the hands. So they gave a lot of covered to the people who deserve the covered. Bottom line. Omar Avsheish says, you're learning from the Pasoyim. I know Mastita Yedain Ainu Abraise, where in some things they agree with this, but some things they don't. Tanya, we learn, here they don't agree. Kate said, say that I say, but what should be the order of reclining? Bizman Shesh, they meet us of that two sofas. God will mace it, but Raj Vishen Lamatamana, you said that the God was on the bottom and the Shani Lamailamana. No. We don't use sign language. We talk. So the Godel should be on top and the Sheni Loi Mimata, so the Godel can look down and see the Sheni Loi and talk to him. If anything, the Sheni Loi has to be the one uncomfortable to sit up and talk. But the Godel, he reclines and he can talk. Then Godel makes a Beresh, Sheni Loi Mimata, there we agree with the Pasim that he's in the center, because the Pasta, he should be in the middle. Sheni Loi Mimata, and Shlishi Loi Mimata Menu. Seems like he'll enjoy to talk more with the Shlishi than with the Sheni, because otherwise you should put the Sheni in Lamata Menu. But I guess, or we want to give cover to the Sheni as well. And whoever's Lamata is considered the least covered, so therefore the Sheni, the Chol Pachos, should have a little covered as well. Sorry? They were very good. We learned before that the best way to eat was when you recline, you eat quicker. You're not used to it, that's all. It's not the way we recline today, which is so uncomfortable. They used to recline on a sofa and had cushions. Just see how they do in the Middle East. They used to do in the Middle East. Mayim Horeshayni, Maschilim in Hagodl. Mayim Horeshayni, the Braise says, you start from the first. And Mayim Achroini, and the same Chesh we said before. And Mayim Achroini is again different. This is what we mentioned a few days ago. Bizman Shehem Hey, if there are five people, Maschilim in Hagodl. If there are five people, then the one who's going to bench is the one who gets the Mayim Achroini first, so he has a time to compose himself for the bench. He's preparing himself for benching, to lead the benching. Bizman Shehem Hey, the 100, or exaggeration 100, but more than five, Maschilim min HaKotn, Achim Agim Eitzelay, until they get to the last five, then the Choyzir Maschilim min HaGodl, then go to the Godl. This is a halacha that people are not aware of. That's the halacha Rodan Shulchan Aruch.
Today, there's no
covered
at all.
Whoever's going to lead the benching is the one you give Mayim Achrayim to first. Yeah. That's how it should be. But according to Shulchan Aruch, only within the last five. But if you have 10 guests at the table, then you start, you know, whether further down, but he should be from the last five. Even though today, Luchay, you would think we have a siddur of a bench, you don't really have to compose it of anything else. But Shulchan Aruch still brings us halacha down. Ulemokim shemayim achreinim choizin l'sham bracha choizeres. And he says over here is, when you come to the last five, and he is the one that gets the mayim achreinim, he should be the one to lead the benching. Because where the mayim achreinim is designated to, he's the one who leads the bracha. That's the one who leads the benching. Whoever washes Yad Bachrein, but my Bachrein first, he's the one who's being appointed to lead the benching. Like we had before, you give him one cover, you give him the next cover that's related to it. Rav v'Rabchia have yaseh b'sedosa. We had the story a few days ago. Rav and Rabchia was sitting by a meal. Kamei the Rebbe before Rebbe. Omele Rebbe le Rav kumashi yodav. Rebbe told Rav, go wash your hands. Chazia, they saw the commitments that Rav was intimidated. He thought maybe he had dirty hands. His hands were solid. Omele b'pachzi, you son of intelligent people. Ayin b'birchas mezoinu kamo. What he's trying to tell you is indicating to you that you're going to leave the benching. So you wash my machrein first so that you can prepare yourself. Torah Galant. Ain mechabdi. We give covered normally to a more chasher person, so you can step in the house first, and so on. You're not mechabed loy bedrochi, but not when you're traveling on the roads, because we say a general rule. Called drach mecheskas akono. When you're traveling, you don't have to say to a chasher guy, you go ahead of me. Loy bekshadim, not when you're on a bridge again, because you're traveling. You're not. It's not the place to give covered. The loy be a dayim is a hummus, and nor here it says nor by my machreinin do you give cover to more chashuva people, apart from the one who's going to lead the benching. That's it. Now you just work your way around. You don't stop going zigzag. Okay, you're more chashuva. You know a few more masechtas gemara. You know my marmachzidus. So you go first. You just go around. Ravin v'abaye, Ravin and Abaye have a ka'ozli be'urcha. Ravin and Abaye. Now Ravin used to travel to Israel a lot, and Ravin and Abaye once traveling on the road, kod me chamre the Ravin l'Abaye. So he took his car and he accelerated and he went ahead of Abaye. His donkey started going really fast and went ahead of Abaye. V'lo amale, and he never offered to Abaye nasal mar. Abaye was greater than Ravin, and Ravin never said to Abaye, Abaye, you would like to go in front of me? Didn't offer him. Amar Abaye got a little upset. Everybody was very worried about their covered. He said, "Midasolik haimer abonim marover." You know, since he started going to Israel, he became a half a sabra. Gosle dait, he became a balgaivanik. He thinks he owns the world. That's taking a big shot. Nothing personal. Sorry? Why? He wasn't chasing. He had his donkey went faster than the other guy.
Yeah, but the one who was upset.
Abaye.
Why was he chasing?
Abaye was not so much. So Abaye was worried. Because Abaye is a Talmud Chacham to give cover to Taita. Not for him personally, but you should have respect for Taita. Ki mota lepischer veknishta. But when they both arrived in shul, it seemed that they got there together. Amalei, even though he went ahead, Amalei nail mad. Then he offered Abaye, why don't you go into the shul first? Amalei, so he said to him, you're calling me teacher. If I had hashalab, I don't know, on the road I wasn't your teacher. Amalei, hachiyam Rabbi Yechon said, ein mechabdin, we do not give covered, ela bepesach sheyesh bo mezuzah. It looks like they didn't know the braisa that says, you're not mechabed bedrachim. But Rabbi Yechon said, and he was, Rabbi Yechon said to Saul, and Ravin learned from Rabbi Yechon, that you don't give cover, or you heard from, you know, the name Rabbi Yechon, that ein mechabdin ela bepesach sheyesh bo mezuzah. You don't give cover only for houses, doors that have mezuzah. So Gemara takes it literally, only if there's a mezuzah, it's the cover of the mezuzah that you give derecheres to a Talmud Chacham. So the Gemara, the eiz bo mezuzah in, only the door has a mezuzah, you give cover, and the les bo mezuzah if you need a mezuzah or not. But the Beis Knesset, everyone's made here, but Gemara says clearly, Beis Knesset and Beis HaMedrash, the less but mezuzah, there's no mezuzah, even the Beis HaMedrash. So you don't give covered by a shul, only when you go into a private house. A door. When you walk, it's more to do with the house. If you're walking into a house, you give cover to somebody to walk in first. Somebody's more well covered, or deserves more covered. But when you're out on the roads, it's not a place to give covered. Okay, and we'll stop painting tomorrow.
I'm afraid our body was macabre.